Praise the Lord. Amen. Because of the time, I'm going to read through a PowerPoint presentation, and this will also help the translators follow the outline. They may or may not have had a chance to get a printed copy. But let's go to the next slide and read this verse with a strong spirit. Amen. Savior God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Amen. So Bibles for America is a response to the burden. Amen. That this ministry would cover the earth. Amen. We have a commission to preach the high gospel, teach the deeper truths, and to testify of the Christian experience. Amen. This is how men are saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Amen. So for this, next slide, Bibles for America has been giving away the recovery version in books since 2000. To date, we have given away 1.3 million Bibles. Amen. 1.3 million Bibles. Amen. We're burdened to give away many more. Amen. 2.7 million ministry books. And 11,300 plus cities have been reached by this ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next slide. We have the recovery version available for the saints to distribute in English, Korean, and Spanish. For those who are questioning, what about the Chinese language? It's available through another entity. Praise the Lord. The next is books. There are a number of titles available in the languages I mentioned, available to the churches to distribute directly to people. Amen. We don't have time to get into all of them, but I'll just give you a quick sample. The All-Inclusive Christ. Amen. The Economy of God. Amen. Basic Elements of the Christian Life, Volumes 1 through 3. Amen. The Glorious Church. Amen. Amen. And a number of other titles. These are wonderful tools to help us. Amen. To help us in our contact and shepherding of people. Amen. We don't have to go out alone. We have the ministry in printed form. Amen. And we have it in digital form. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Next slide. Tracts, yes, we have tracts available. We have them available in print, and we'll tell you how to get them. We also have them available in digital format through our website, biblesforamerica.org. You can download them, you can email them, you can print them. So there are tracts that are available, and they are available to help us contact different kinds of people, many kinds of people. There are tracts with various subjects, various focuses for you to assist in the gospel. Next slide. We also have some table covers and banners in three languages, again, to go out and make it easy to contact people. When people see this, you'll be surprised how they respond. Those who have given Bibles away know people are looking for something. Amen. And these signs and this tablecloth tell them what they're looking for. Amen. A free study Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next, I'd like to go over to our website, lethiswordrun.com. Lethiswordrun.com is a website where you can order Bibles, books, tracts for distribution. Also free offer cards to give to people. So there's a rich, ready resource for you in your burden to go out with your twos and threes. Amen. Hallelujah. Next slide. In addition to the physical print, we also have a burden to make the ministry available for free distribution through the internet. We have a website, biblesforamerica.org. We'd encourage you to go there and look at it. There's a menu across the top. And you can see what's available to help you. In addition to ordering Bibles and books, there's also gospel videos that are easy to share and to present to others and speak to them. Have them watch it. Very effective in ministering the gospel. People have gotten saved by simply watching some of these videos and praying to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Also, on our website, there is a blog. The blog is written with a view to contacting unbelievers and new believers to help them start their Christian life. How to have a contact with the Lord, how to exercise their spirit, how to experience the Lord in a practical way. It's a great help. You can read it with them, and it always will point you to other resources online of the ministry. Amen. We've found that there are thousands upon thousands of people searching for something real, and this blog has been able to help them find what they're looking for. Amen. Right now, there are over 20,000 people every month receiving posts from this blog to help them experience and enjoy Christ. Amen. The next slide, again, going back to our videos, BiblesForAmerica.org. There's a page on our website regarding all these videos, truth videos, gospel videos, basically based on the tracks that we have available. Very rich and very supplying and very helpful. Next slide. Social media, Bibles for America can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also via email. So again, there's a lot going on. Even though the digital world can consume us, we're still burdened to supply this ministry through the internet. Amen. Because people are searching and seeking.
Amen.
Amen. Lastly, let's read these two verses together. The word of the Lord has sounded out in every place. Lastly, for the leading brothers in the churches, if you have questions about ordering bulk quantities of Bibles and books to distribute, you can go to write an email to info@bfa.org, info@bfa.org, and we will help you answer questions and provide materials for bulk distribution in your localities. Amen.
I'll just present something briefly related to Oak Glen. Oak Glen is a conference center that now belongs to us. So consider this a family fellowship. Because we have family property, we want to talk about our family fellowship. Briefly, you know, brothers and sisters, I think you realize that one of the greatest revelations in the Bible given by the Lord to the disciples was not in Jerusalem. It was in Caesarea Philippi. And Caesarea Philippi was an elevated place where the Lord took away his disciples so they could be clear and unoccupied, that they could receive something of the divine revelation. And it is there that he revealed Christ and the church, what was on his heart. Well, it turns out that, just an interesting point, Jerusalem to Caesarea Philippi is about 100 miles. Of course, it took the Lord and the disciples quite a ways, quite a time to walk that distance. Well, from Los Angeles to Oak Glen is 100 miles. You don't have to walk that distance. You can get there in a clear atmosphere and get the divine revelation. From Orange County to Oak Glen, it's only about 70 miles. It's so easy. You take the freeway, you take an exit, 8 miles later, you are at the camp. It's very simple. I think it'd be good. We have been going to Oak Glen since the 1970s when it was owned by another Christian group. But I think it'd be good to see how many of you in the audience have gone to Oak Glen, if you could just stand. Marvelous. Now, thank you. We're going there not just as a guest, but we're going there because we own it. So all the owners are going there. Well, I think in a brief way, what we can do is cover, we have a PowerPoint presentation. I will cover in a succinct way a few things, and then Anthony will help us with the family finances. Okay? On the accommodations, if we could get the PowerPoint presentation out. Okay. The first point, I think, was the picture here on Oak Glen. Isn't that marvelous? Look at all those wonderful oak trees. It's not called Oak Glen for nothing. There's a lot of standing oak trees. Some are 100 years old. Okay, that's the beginning. Oak Glen, a blending center for the local churches since December 21st, 2015, is when we close escrow. Look at this. What a marvelous picture. Not only oak trees, but also fall colors. Oak Glen in Southern California, there is a place to go have fall colors. The elevation is about 5,000 feet. This is actually a picture looking at the large fire pit there that you can legally burn fires there. Okay? The use of Oak Glen from January to April since we had possession. Look at all these marvelous. Our family has already gone to Oak Glen. And so we hope more and more of the family members. This is just a sample of the larger ones that have gone to Oak Glen. In between, there have been smaller groups. Next slide. Upcoming events, the sixth grade conference, which is this coming weekend. We have to pray for the sixth graders. These are soon to be new members of the body of Christ. The church in Irvine will go after that. Then the middle age training. Then we have the Young Adults Fellowship, and then a big one is the West Coast College Training in July. Okay, next slide. Master plan. Improvements to the gymnasium. There's a large gymnasium there. You'll see the picture of it. Our current plan is to reconfigure and upgrade the bathrooms, reconfigure the main gym area, add an AV room, and add air conditioning to the main gym area. It's a large area. When we add the AC there, it will very much help to meet. We can seat up to 500 plus there in that gym. Next slide. You can see this is the outside of the gym. The downstairs is the office. The upstairs is part of the gym. The next slide. This is the actual inside of the gym. The gym, this part is 11,200 square feet, so it's a large area. It has large doors, like aircraft doors, where you can open it up, so it opens up the whole gym. Just to give you a comparison, the room that you're sitting in right now is about 50,000 square feet. So one-fifth of this area is the size of the gym at Oak Glen. So it is a large facility, so we can have large gatherings there. Next slide. Improvements to the Oak Lodges. We have four large lodges, which has 50 beds each. We're going to make some immediate improvements. We're going to add tankless water heaters. So everyone who wants a hot shower will get one. This is not just for the young people. This is for the older age saints. You don't have to worry. You will get a hot shower. Okay. We're going to add additional showers and refurbish the bathrooms. Next slide. This is a brief picture of one of the lodges with the bathroom in the corner. We will make some improvements as we go on. Next slide. Improvements to Clearwater ENF. This is on the upper camp. There's a lower camp and an upper camp. Single family residences for small groups. Paint, carpet, furniture. Minor enhancements to Clearwater F. for suitable small group gatherings. You'll see a picture of it. Next slide. This is what a residence looks like up in the upper camp. There are seven single family homes in the upper camp, two of them which are occupied by staff. Anyway, we like to make some improvements on the upper camp so we can use those also for smaller groups. But look at all the oak trees. Isn't that marvelous? There are trees in Southern California, and the blue sky there is not enhanced. It is the actual color of the sky. Don't let people tell you there are not blue skies in Southern California. Our family property has blue skies. Next slide. Anticipated future improvements. Next 2 or 3 years, replace the current trailers. We have a number of trailers there with modular homes. Add modular homes on vacant lots in the trailer park. Replace two houses in the upper campground, which will increase the bed count. Okay, this is what a modular home or a single trailer looks like. We have spaces there. You can use it. It's a very nice place. a nice place to go. This happened to be, I believe, a two-bedroom, two-bathroom model that is already existing. We like to add more as we go on. Next slide. Anticipated future improvements, year five and beyond. New mixed-use buildings, a new dining and meeting facility, and replace and rebuild two additional houses in the upper campground or the upper area. Next slide. This is the outside of the cafeteria with the cedar house next to it. That cafeteria can hold right now currently only 350 seating maximum, but we would like to have a larger cafeteria which we can hold the entire camp, which is up to 500. Contribution plan, again, I'm going to let Anthony speak here on this one. But brothers and sisters, we are not speaking about something that is just somebody else's property. We are talking about our family finances. So when we talk about our family finances, it all involves our family. So we have to take care of our family. This means that when we give, this is related to the family. This is not just related to something external, to something that is not related to us, but it very much is related to us. The Oakland Conference Center can be used and is available for not only the young people, but also for the young adults, the middle-aged saints, and even the older saints. Even the older saints can go there to have a time with the Lord. Amen? Okay, so I'm going to let Anthony share.
Next slide. Okay, so just a few numbers to remind us. The purchase price for the property was $8 million. We broke this number up into five pieces, or what I call tranches. The first piece, or the first tranche, was the escrow amount that was needed. And then the additional four tranches is the amount that's needed, four pieces, to pay off the remaining amount of the purchase price. Our current goal is to pay off the loan, which is currently $6.3 million, within the next 2 years, or by December 31st of 2017. We'll explain why that's so important in a later slide. But the difference between the purchase price of $8 million and the $6.3 million note is obviously the amount that was used in escrow to put the down payment for the property. So to accomplish this goal, the brothers have established four due dates. These due dates are June 30th, 2016, December 31st of this year, June of next year, June 30th of next year, and then December 31st of 2017. Next slide. The escrow amount that was needed, as I mentioned before, was about $1.6 million. The Saints raised $1.662 million. We raised the exact amount that we needed to close escrow. The amount that's currently needed for our June 30th, 2016, that's in 2 months, so we have 60 days, we need to raise $1.596 million. We've currently raised $552,000. So that shortfall is a little over $1 million of shortfall for the next 2 months. Let's go to the last page. This is just an example of how important it is for us to be able to pay off this property in 2 years. This is something in finance called turboing down a loan. If we were to pay the interest on this loan for 5 years, we would need to pay interest totaling $1.67 million. If we were able to pay this property off in 2 years, the interest that we would have to pay is $450,000. The savings that we would see by paying off this property in 2 years is then $1.22 million. That amount of money could then be used for some of the improvements to the facilities. So, saints, I ask that we all go to the Lord in prayer and see what He would do. But I think the brothers feel very good if we would pay off our property in 2 years.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, we have to take care of our family finances. This only makes sense. We don't want to give the money away to the interest. We would rather use it for more improvements to help our family. Amen. Okay, before we give some important announcements, it would be very good if we could pray two by two for a minute, a couple minutes, just related to this conference, that we could receive this word and we could also enter into the practice. Then we will have some important announcements. Okay? How about we pray two by two? Amen.